Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's
Love
go!
Is in the air. Media Day Jimmy Butler Let's hath go! Returned. And Dame has finally moved. And we've got a bunch of new faces in new places as we head into preseason basketball.
I wonder if Jimmy's look was something that he improvised on the move because he was feeling emo. Like, would he have gone with that look if Dame had gone to Miami? Do you think?
Good point. Well, we'll be able to discuss that and plenty more with super producer and local San Fernando Valley legend, Jabari Davis, on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack O'Brien.
Boosties.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again!
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Jabari! It happened.
Well, well, well.
Just as we ended last week's episode, we're like, okay, Dame traded. Oh, there it is. It wasn't the Celtics. Although they made out okay in that whole thing. But anyway, where do we even start, Jabari? You're here.
I mean,
we're here.
We can start right there. And, you know, shout out to all other, you know, San Fernando Valley legends. I'm just going to call both of you guys the same.
Thank you. We're absorbing
you into the San Fernando Valley.
I've been there a couple times.
Jack, we got to take you to Dagla's and give you a baptism by fire at one of the greasiest hamburger stands in the valley.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You can get a 5-pound bag of potatoes in the form of French fries with every order.
For like $2. And the tzatziki sauce. Woo!
Dagla's.
I'm hungry right now,
so that sounds good to me.
Let's talk about Dame and how I'm about to buy a Cream City Dame Lillard jersey.
Ooh.
Even though didn't the league ban those jerseys? Or they said they couldn't wear them anymore. Anyway.
My initial thoughts on this trade was very happy. Such a fun place for him to end up.
Yeah.
It's not a like imbalance of power in the East because there's still like other good teams, but they are. And, you know, defensively that hurts them to lose Drew and get Dame. Like Dame is, you know, not the best defensive player. Drew is one of the best perimeter defenders. So like they take a couple steps back on D while taking like 5 leaps forward on offense. And it's just fun. Like it's a more fun league when Giannis is free to dominate. it's a more fun league to have someone like Dame finally in a position where he might win some titles.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee's a fun team. Like, I'm here for it. I'm very excited. And I was just relieved he didn't go to the Celtics.
Yeah.
Would be happier if they hadn't made another move.
Well, quickly before we switch, you know, before we transition to the Celtics, you know, just piggybacking what you said, it's not only a lot of fun, it's a situation where, like, you know, exactly as you put it, it doesn't really throw off the balance. My, you know, Milwaukee was going to be competitive regardless. Yeah. But one thing that I hope it did is I hope it eliminates the question that was already circulating about, you know, about Giannis and where he might go. It's like, first of all, the guy's under contract for at least another couple seasons. But secondly, you know, as basketball fans, while yes, the trade talk is fun, or, you know, free agency talk is fun, but I'm actually, you know, I'm reaching a stage where I'm like, no, I'd rather them stay. You know, like, if they go, you know, that's great. But I'd rather see, like, a story like Giannis continue. I would love to see him, if ultimately it winds up, you know, being that, you know, he retires there or wins another ring there or whatever the case may be, that's great. But I just hope it extended that and we don't have to have that conversation.
Yeah. I love that it's like all around, it's like good feelings. Like, Blazers fans are like, man, it hurts. It hurts. But also would love to want to see him on a team like that. We want that for Dame.
I'm glad it wasn't the Heat. You know, they had to they were not happy with the idea of the Heat just getting to, like, force their hand in this one. So,
yeah. And then I think, but then on the other side, I can also see the pain, like the pain from the Bucks fans of seeing Jrue Holiday go. I feel that, because I wasn't, like, Jrue saying, like, he wanted to retire in, like, he was like, I'm here.
The day before the deal was made, he was saying, this is the only place I want to play. I want to retire here. And, you know, it's a business and I get it. But yeah, that does kind of suck for him in particular.
Right. Yeah. Like, putting my old head hat on real quick, does it feel a little bit like how, like, when KG left Minnesota to go to the Celtics, where people, so, like, you know what? We wanted to see you do well, but we're not totally mad about that. Like, it kind of has that sort of energy behind it, unless I completely misread that trade at the time.
Oh, you mean the Dame situation? Like, you know,
yeah. Ooh. Of, like, Dame, like, where it's like people just being like, yeah, you know, that's kind of what needed to happen for him.
Jack, I don't know if you've heard anything different, but that's pretty much the reaction that I saw on the timeline. That's the reaction, you know, of the folks that I've discussed it with, you know, offline. You know, nobody's mad about it. It isn't, you know, and I won't even point to anybody else. It isn't a situation where, you know, it's him latching on or, you know, whatever. Look, he wound up getting traded there. You know, he's an all-timer. He's joining an all-timer. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah. I think it's just good for everyone. And yeah, Portland fans are great. Like, Portland fans, it seems like it's all love. They're excited.
It's also super funny, like, because, you know, I'd be lurking on Twitter and other places where fans talk. And like, it's interesting to watch, like, Blazers fans look at the odds that Vegas has got them. Like, you know what, the 28.5 wins is now what they're projected. And they're like, yeah, probably. It's like, but you know what? It's going to be fun. We're going to have 28 fun
wins,
season.
Though. Ooh, those 28.
They're going to hit. Those are going to be hitting different.
I mean, like, we can be honest about it. Look, while I was absolutely one of those folks, like, hey, just take the Miami deal, just get it over with, that was just for my benefit. Portland made the right decision. They wound up with a pretty good haul, all things considered, especially in a situation where everyone knew that he wanted to be moved and everyone knew that he pretty much, I don't want to say he had the leverage, but they weren't going to bring him back into the mix. But being able to enter the Scoot era with, you know, DeAndre Ayton and, you know, with Malcolm Brogdon, if he winds up staying or if they end up getting another piece for him with the picks that they got as well as the swaps, I think Joe Cronin and that Blazers, you know, front office did a fantastic job.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know anything about that. You know, we are also being held hostage by a player who has a little less leverage than Damian Lillard in the Philadelphia 76ers. But we'll see. They'll probably work something out.
Yeah. Jack, just come on. Like, everybody's switch being to the realistic. Bucks. You know, I'm already a Bucks jersey.
Okay? I'm everyone except the Celtics fan, which is why this next trade hurts so bad.
Jrue Holiday. It's so funny.
I love Jrue Holiday, man.
Yeah, I love him too.
Same. San Fernando Valley.
Yeah. Beantown, baby. That's where he's at. You know? It's oof. What are you gonna do? What shall we do with this one? Because They also look potent. Boston, now I feel like, oh, okay, so it's Boston and Milwaukee right now. I got my eye on.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like it. I mean, everybody's like already talking about, oh, when are their matchups? Because it really feels like it's, bilateral powers in the Eastern Conference. Right. And the Western Conference is stacked too. The league is stacked. There's gonna be a lot of fun teams. And then even not at the top, I'm so excited to see Wembanyama and what he's gonna do. So
right.
But this one, as you can see, I'm trying to change the subject already because this one hurts.
This is real, man. Him and Derek White.
Yeah, like the Celtics had this thing that was like a little secret in my heart that was giving me hope. That was like, they have made a mistake. They have miscalculated in being like, we're sending our alpha dogs away so that these other two better players will automatically, magically become alpha dogs. And I don't think that's ever how it works. Like, you know,
it's like
Michael
Gatorade.
Jordan, Kobe. Yeah, they were that way from the start. And so it seemed like a miscalculation on their end, and then they go and do this and totally fix it.
Yeah.
Jack, Brad Stevens, man, doesn't miss very often.
Nah.
You're being professional about this. I was straight hating. Like straight hating. Because Drew is the exact type of player that they needed.
You know, yeah.
There were a lot of question marks, or at least some question marks about the decision making down the stretch of games. And, you know, some of the shot selection. You're not really going to have that issue with Drew.
No.
And he's going to lock down and give them the defensive presence in the backcourt that they were losing. I hate this deal simply because I didn't think Boston was truly going to be a contender even with all of that talent. Now.
Yeah.
You know, they're right there. Yeah. If not in the driver's seat, you know, they're vying for it.
Yeah. It's they're going to be very good. And also this puts them in a position where they have like a veteran who it's going to be easier for, like, there's less pressure on Tatum and Brown to like become the alpha dogs, like as like in a vacuum, you know, suddenly like they have to be the leaders. And like, I thought that was one of those things that might backfire a little bit, but now it just seems like just the perfect move. They never miss. What a great franchise. Must be nice for you Boston fans, man. It really must be. Done.
I mean, like it's funny because before I'm like, let's hang number 18 up, baby. And I'm like, now all the Celtics fans are like, let's hang number 18 up, baby.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
There's a glorious couple days where I was like, this is Milwaukee's best team in the East. Like, this is going to be nice going into a season without Boston being like the presumptive, like dominant favorite. And it was 2 days.
Yep.
Now,
right.
Now that's over.
At least you weren't jumping the gun saying things like, so Milwaukee runs the East. So Milwaukee.
Yeah. You know,
some of us, you know, we weren't as cautious.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. But shout out fellow Bruin Drew Holiday, you know, good to
see. Yeah, man.
But yeah, it's like, it's wild too. Like that, it was wild to just see like the Bucks fans really hurting after that one though too. Like everyone was like, we love him. He may have given us one of the greatest plays in Bucks history.
It's going to be hard to hate him, but you know, we'll find a way.
Well, it's wild too, because everyone is like the respective teams, like especially like Bucks fans, like, man, when he comes, we are getting out of our seats and we're applauding that man. Like this is, there's no other way around. And like, there's no ill will going that direction. It's more like heartache, which those are the hardest trades. Like when you're just kind of broken as a fan, like I don't want to see them in any other uniform except ours.
Sounds like the Bucks fans could learn a thing or two from Philadelphia 76ers fans. Okay. Psychological terrorism.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, they left? They think they're better than you? Your family?
How are they like, well, so what they got, now there's no more Time Lord. He's out. So now it's KP, Al Horford.
Yep.
Probably coming off the bench with Horford.
They probably need to still solidify that position if we're being recognize the names are, you know, popular names, but they're gonna need some depth there.
Yeah. That's the only one thing.
If Porzingis doesn't stay healthy all season, like that is one kind of weak point in what seems to be a pretty bulletproof roster. But like, you know, he hasn't stayed healthy for a while. So we'll see how it goes, because they don't have a lot of bigs. But I also feels like bigs who can get you stops on defense with that much offense spread around the perimeter, like you can bring somebody in and figure that out if you need to.
Yeah. Well, they got Wenyen Gabriel. They just signed Wenyen Gabriel. So, you know, if maybe he'll help out. Who
Man,
knows?
I am so bad at knowing who any of these players are who are not like
former Laker great. Oh, okay, postseason great Wenyen Gabriel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't like yesterday when you're like, y'all, I'm not going to lie. I have no idea who Devin Vassell is.
Devin Vassell? Is that how we're pronouncing?
I would say Vassell, just to not make it a medieval slight or insult term. You vassal. But yeah, yeah, we shall see.
The post from Woj is like, he's being signed for like so much money, and he's like, he's a key part, like one of the cornerstones of the Spurs franchise into the future. And I was like, I don't know who that man is.
I am so sorry.
In fairness to you, the last couple of years have been some lean years in San Antonio. So
yeah, no, that's my bad.
And they developed their players well. And now it, you know, it's all mystery box situations for us. So I'll look forward to that with San Antonio this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's It's a bridge over River Kwai, because it's been some lean years, if you know
Kwai
what I
Leonard?
Mean.
is that what you meant?
I thought that was the point. The director.
Okay.
Who also did Lawrence of Arabia. See, David Lean, for all my cinema buffs out there, that was for y'all. And also a reference to the YouTube viral video, Unforgivable. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's come back, talk some more trades after this.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of his stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals.
Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back.
I think we're back too. So yeah. What about dominating? Is he dominating? DeAndre?
He says he is.
Yeah,
his back says he is.
That back fully. We were talking about that tattoo. Had not seen it before. Did not quite put it together. But yeah, he's in Portland. He's had some really warm words to say. Like he's like, the second I got here, it just felt like love. He's like, I feel like where I'm supposed to be. Because I felt like in Phoenix, he was doing stuff like, they don't even want me here, man.
Yeah.
So
he's constantly in trade rumors.
Yeah. And like outwardly, he's just like, it's hard being here. So I feel like maybe this is a healthier move for him.
Yeah.
It's good. It's always good to be somewhere where you feel like you're wanted. But in particular for him, the reason why I thought it's a good deal is, while yes, the core group is all pretty young around him, he's in a unique position to where, like, in year four or five, where he can be the veteran voice, like, yeah, you know, of the contributors. He really has that opportunity. So I hope for his sake, it's not a matter of just words. You know that sounds good. I would love to see him be dominant and help them get past that 28.5.
Yeah, that's. Oof. If that learning curve might be, we've got a lot of young guys too, but I feel like Scoot, you know, I feel like the time in the G League counts for something.
Yeah. He's a veteran presence.
Yeah. On some level.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, wild. So I think like at media day, they're like, he's like, I'm not new Dame. I'm Scoot Henderson. And you're like, okay, yeah, good for you.
I like it.
Carve your own identity out, sir. Your own identity out.
What caught you guys' attention from media day? Like
think of anything. Kind of a snooze fest, if you ask me.
Got Jimmy's hair.
Oh,
Jimmy's look.
Right.
Overall, ball out boy. Truly, the internet undefeated. In terms of coming up with the ball out boy nickname. Jimmy Butler undefeated in terms of one upping himself from.
Yeah, because he went from wig to just like, let me just press my hair real quick.
Press his hair.
Give you this version.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
With the fake lip rings, I hope there some rule doesn't come down that prevents this from happening, because this is one of you're like, in a way, it makes media days like Christmas for fans, because like, Cole, here's the new Jimmy. What do we now, got?
The key question is, because like, as anybody watching in the playoffs, and they would show his player photo from that year. And it was the long wig picture. Mm-hmm. Is his picture this year going to be ball out boy?
It looks like
100% is.
Yeah.
He took the team pictures with that hairstyle.
I mean,
so yeah,
that's going to be his hair.
Yeah. Cause if you look at like what the official 23-24 season headshot is, it is 100% this, except I feel like he could have had his hairstylist do some light last looks before.
But it's
popping. Apparently, I think, I don't know if this is true or not, but they said they updated his 2K photo also.
That is fantastic.
To this.
I might buy 2K just to play as him with that.
To have emo Jimmy? You gotta have it.
Not only shouldn't they change the rules to prevent this, they need to, like, other players need to step up.
Yeah.
Other players need to start stepping up and just, like, make this like a day where you get to show your inner whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Where it's like, well, I can't play with lip rings, obviously, because they're not allowed. But this is who I am with, double zero gauges in my ears. Or
need it. We need it. Jack, to answer your question, it was absolutely, obviously the Jimmy situation. But I don't know if you guys saw the clip of Dame. It was at media day speaking to Chris Haynes.
Yeah.
The way that story broke out, that's definitely my moment of
because apparently Dame had a bit of a prank played on him by OG Anunoby. Let's hear from Dame himself.
We were having a phone conversation and we were just talking. Well, I forgot what we were talking about, but you had to get off abruptly. Like, you got the way I'm explaining it from my point of view. It was like a nervous reaction you had, but you had to get off abruptly. Can you take people behind the scenes on what happened, what led to that abrupt end to our conversation?
I mean, obviously, I didn't know everything was up in the air. And I was on the phone, and I just got a random text from OG, like, welcome to Toronto.
OG, I don't know, be over there.
Yeah, now he was like, welcome to Toronto. And he always, like, messing around, like, joking and stuff like that. We trained together in the summer a little bit. And he texted me, like, welcome to Toronto. So I was like, man, let me call this dude and see. And I, you know, I finally called him. He didn't answer. Then he called me back. He was laughing. I was like, okay.
That's cold-blooded, man.
Yeah. Leave Toronto alone.
Leave Toronto alone, man. That's your city. Why are you dropping welcome to Toronto pranks on people?
I think it probably was related to Dame stating specifically, or the rumor being floated out there that he specifically didn't want to play there.
Yeah.
You know, right. Nothing against the great city of Toronto. You know, if you guys want to host us, host Mad Boosties at some point.
Love the pierogies.
I think that was the best stop on our TDZ world domination tour.
Yeah.
Toronto
that was wild.
Went off. It was
also
so fun.
I've never, again, and I hate bringing this up, but like, fantastic people. Some of the most warmest, kindest people you'll meet. So leave them alone and exalt their new god, Grady Dick, please.
That's right.
Please.
Yeah, Dan, maybe you should be happy. Maybe you should have. Maybe the prank was that you got so excited you were going to Toronto. You know,
there it is.
Should we take one more break and come back and close out? What do we think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. The new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of his stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And well, Jabari Davis, you have been I believe the phrase is hoisted on your own petard, yes, sir.
Jean-Luc Petard, if I may.
The torture box, the Saw torture game that you've designed for others has snagged you yourself, Jigsaw.
Yeah, would you like to play a game?
Would you like to play a game? Your own game, Jabari?
I would love to.
Well, guess what? You've entered the fourth quarter. It's time for the rapid-fire round of questioning. You already know. We're going to chest pass you the ball. Don't make long-winded answers.
I mean, what if I want a mellow jab step?
We're not biting. We're not biting on no jab steps, okay? Try.
Speaking of jab steps, by the way, this is episode 81, the Jalen Rose episode.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
The fake hair episode. So let's get into it. It's time for the fourth quarter. Brian, start the clock.
That's right, Brian.
Oh, Jabari, such a sad look for you coming in and just being like, yeah. Like doing like sort of a hype man bully thing.
Come yeah, on, you know, there's always that secondary guy that doesn't really get name credit or anything, but he just gets called.
Yeah,
like,
Brian.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, usually you're so mean and like loud and like shrieking at Brian, like when we cut it out in the normal episodes. I'm just surprised that you didn't do that this time, but okay.
All right. Who's going first?
Should I go first? I think that might be fun if I went first.
Let's do it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that'd be a little bit of fun as a little treat.
Jabari.
Yes, sir.
Give your boldest prediction for the upcoming NBA season.
Make it bold.
Boldest prediction for the upcoming season. Austin Reeves, most improved player.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
This guy
felt safe, I guess.
You want another one?
No.
You want one even bolder?
Fine. Go bolder. Turn up the spice on it.
Wimby, rookie, all-star.
All-star.
Ooh.
What was the last time we had a rookie all-star?
2011, if I'm not mistaken. Was it Blake Griffin?
Wow.
But he was technically not. I mean, you know, he had that injury that stopped him from playing his rookie season, but he was still a rookie. It counts. Right.
Wow.
Okay. How about this one, Jabari? Tell me two reasons why the Celtics will not be raising number 18 this year.
Oh, Los Angeles and Lakers.
Hey, that answer, but be serious.
Okay. Damian and Lillard.
Hey,
wow.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Bucks. Those are my two reasons.
Wow. What do you think? Low key, you're a little bit sure. Right?
Oh, I'm a little salty. Like, we can be honest about it. I'm sitting in a room that is as brightly painted purple as possible. So everybody knows, you know, kind of where we go with this. But I can be a
Suns fan. Yeah.
Boston is going to be one of the dominant teams as long as they stay healthy. I'm still not picking them.
I mean, look, let's keep it Antetokounmpo and be honest about this, okay?
Hey, there we are. There we are.
Some of my best work.
I'm just being Giannis.
Giannis.
Jabari, who's the best player you ever witnessed in person? And what they do. I think we've already asked you the second best player you've ever witnessed in person. What'd you see them do?
I saw Shaquille O'Neal play absolutely dominant basketball in the 2000 finals, game two. It was a game where Kobe hurt his ankle and was, you know, obviously, Jalen Rose has acknowledged that he may have, you know, assisted that. And Shaq closed, you know, took care of business and closed the show for him.
Close them out.
I like that. How about this one? You ready for this one? Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite Celtics player of all time?
Oh, what?
Come on now. Be Larry honest.
Joe Bird. That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry Joe Bird.
Larry Bird was bad. Was a bad mo.
Oh, Joe Bird. Okay.
There is no denying him. So.
Okay. Who's number two?
Ooh, Rick Fox.
Oh, clever girl. Okay, hey, Jurassic Park. Are. I see you. Okay. You handled that one well. Jack Burnham now with this one.
If you could have any player's skill set for a day.
Woo!
Whose skill set? Which skill set?
Oh, it's Shaquille O'Neal. I want his ability to just back anyone down from the free throw line or wherever he gets the ball and just yam on them.
Okay.
With your frame.
I get you. Yeah, absolutely. With
just
my
like
frame.
Defy gravity and physics.
100%. It's even better that it's with my frame.
Yeah.
Because how tall are you? Like 6'1", 6'2"?
No, man. I'm 5'10", dog.
5'10"? Well, yeah. In shoes, hey, your energy
you know
is 6
what?
Feet.
I'm 5'10", but I play bigger.
Yeah, for real. Okay, I'll take that. Okay, here's a question. Jabari, what basketball player's trading card am I holding right now?
I get no hints.
You get no hints. What? You get no hints. Hey, keep it moving.
He's showing
I said,
you his hands.
No. Do another one.
No.
Bimbo Coles.
Who?
Bimbo Coles. Terry Bimbo Coles. Mike Schreck.
I'll give it to you. It's a legendary player that we've always wanted on the show, but some just always fall short of having him.
Max.
Vernon Maxwell.
Yes, there it is. Oh, Mad Max, you knew it. That
Mad
was a
Max
hint.
In the house.
That was a hint. Jack, get him.
Have we asked you the Mad Boosties edition NBA Jam question? The all-time NBA Jam team?
Yeah, put two players together. What's the ultimate team?
All right, let me get... Damn, it's tough, man. It's almost impossible for me to...
Man, it's tough. It's tough trying to listen to you get this answer out, man.
I know. Don't worry. It's the magic of editing will
no,
shave this down.
Don't save him, Brian. He don't want to be saved.
I do want to be saved. let me get Charles Barkley, and then let me get Magic Johnson. I do not care about the rules.
You don't care about shooting.
I want my guys.
So Charles, you don't want to be good. Magic. You just want to
I want to be great.
With.
You're right. Okay. I want to be great. Right.
And finally, Jabari, you already know. Jack or Miles. Go now. Stop. Go.
Say it. Say
three,
it.
3, 2, 1. Go.
We already know.
Come on, you invertebrate. Say it.
Say it, you coward. You spineless coward.
You know what? For a pinch hitting in this situation... Me.
Okay.
Hey, okay. There you go. All right. We'll take that. And you know what? The listeners are going to take that too because I'm P. Diddy. So take that. Jabari, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you and support you and do all that?
Well, thank you guys for the opportunity. It's always incredible to be across the mic from two absolute geniuses. Basketball.
Oh, truly.
Jabari Davis NBA is very simple. And hashtag Mad Boosties.
Thank you. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Miles of Gray.
I'm Jack_O'Brien.
And that's going to do it for this week. Y'all keep on trying. He'll keep being O'Brien. And what's that smell in the kitchen? Oh, I got fish frying. We'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.